Welcome back, everybody. We are finally into a new season of Simply Stated for 2024. As always, we like to begin with something around the economy. So today I have Tom Seams, CSBS's chief economist, joining us today. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
So today we're here to talk about the quarter one Community Bank Sentiment Index findings. And for people who have listened a number of times, they know about the CBSI. But for the uninitiated, can you explain what the Community Bank Sentiment Index is and what exactly it tells us?
Yeah, so the CBSI is a quarterly survey of community bank leaders that are from across the nation. And we rolled this out about 5 years ago. So we've got about 20 quarters of data now. It came out in the second quarter of 2019. And the CBI is really intended to really gauge community bankers' outlook looking out the next 12 months on the economy and banking and financial conditions. And the way we do it is we have seven components that comprise the index, and they're assessed based on responses to seven questions. And the questions are around future business conditions, monetary policy, regulatory burden, capital spending, operations expansion, profitability, and franchise value. And to compute things, the CBSI is a diffusion index. And so what that means is the questions assess the community banker's opinion on whether each of these component indicators are either going to improve, they're going to remain the same, or they're going to get worse, or they might answer, I don't know. And then we take the percentage of those that are responding that things are going to get worse, and we subtract that from the percentage saying things are going to get better. And then we just add 100 to the index so that we make 100 kind of our neutral level instead of the zero level. So each component of, you know, all seven components get a score, and they could theoretically be anywhere between 0 and 200. And values above 100 signal expansion with better times ahead, and those below 100 indicate contraction or worsening conditions. And so the overall index is the average of these seven components, and that provides this kind of overall sentiment score for community bankers.
So to give a little bit of a comparison, if we were sailors, we're not asking the sailors to tell us, how are the waters you just went through? We're asking them to look ahead into the waters ahead and say, what do you see it looking like? How do you feel about conditions?
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of an indicator. It looks out about 12 months.
Yeah. And, you know, I've looked at a few of these now. And so some of these numbers remain persistently low and some a little higher than others. So it's also helpful to look at the seven components as well individually, right?
That's right.
Okay. So for two straight years now, the CBSI has been below 100. So meaning total sentiment, all seven indices, all parts of the index are negative. But I've been looking at it. There's change afoot. Tell me a bit about what you're seeing in those numbers.
Yeah, right now, first quarter, the CBSI is at 98. So it's signaling continued contraction. It's just below that neutral level of 100. And this follows, like you said, eight consecutive quarters where the values were below 100. However, it's important to note the index is up from 92 last quarter, up from 86 6 months ago. And back in second quarter 2023, we had a dreadful reading of 73. So in a sense, community banker sentiment is better than previously, but we're not yet to that expansion level yet.
So if we were at 73 a little under a year ago, we're at 98 now, there's got to be some things that community bankers are feeling good about. Something's got to be above 100 to reach 98. So where is that sentiment rising?
Yeah, you know, you got to look at the time frame to see what those are. But if you just want to look back after, since the previous quarter, then six of those seven indicators have improved. And only regulatory burden fell a little bit lower than where it was. Those biggest improvements since the last quarter came from capital spending and operations expansion. Capital spending up 13 points and operations expansion up 10 points. And that's really good news because those indicators, you know, they're back really to their historical average levels above 100 persistently. And that kind of indicates that bankers, you know, have a good sense going forward that they want to continue to expand and spend. But another big improvement, and this was really up a lot over the last year or so, came from monetary policy. That indicator was up 9 points from the previous quarter, but it's up 51 points from 6 months ago. And, you know, it appears that the Fed's apparent end to their most recent tightening cycle and the current pause that they're on interest rate increases is viewed more favorably than the bankers had looked at it previously. If we look at the, you know, year-over-year change compared to 1 year ago, four indicators advanced over the year. Monetary policy was up really kind of a stunning 66 points. Business conditions is up 27 points. Franchise value up 14 and profitability up 5. So those are good movements in the indicators.
That just goes to show how much rapid changes in interest rate impact community bankers.
That's right.
So we're looking at what's going up. So what's holding us down? What is keeping us below 100? What is preventing us from celebrating and popping the champagne?
Right. So we got three indicators in the CBSI that are pulling it below 100. You got regulatory burden, its current value is 18. Future business conditions, current value of 78. And future profitability, current value there is 87. Now, the regulatory burden component has been below 30 for, I think, since the beginning of 2021. And right now at 18, it's at its lowest level since it hit that same low level last year after the regional banking problems in California. And I think it might be worth noting, we get, you know, we ask our bankers if they want to give us some open-ended comments if they like. And so, you know, I like to read through those, and there's some pretty good ones in there. But one banker said this about regulatory burden. He said, the regulatory burden on banks is such that at this moment, there are times that we as a management group and ownership group feel that it's almost more of a burden than a pleasure to operate a bank in this environment. And he goes on to say, you know, we're not all the same. We have different struggles. You know, they're not a mega bank. They just kind of want to be left alone in a way that they can do their jobs. Now, you know, I might argue with some of the points and the statements that are made by folks from time to time, but the point I think that I see from a lot of community bankers is that they're concerned about potential trickle-down effects from regulations and supervisory activities that are designed to monitor the, you know, the larger banks. We had another bank, he said, I truly believe something needs to be done to lessen the velocity and the growth of regulatory burden on banks that are truly community banks. We're on a path where many banks will disappear in the next decade due to the spiraling costs of the ever-increasing regulatory burden. Yeah.
And to your point, this is a sentiment index. So, you know, you might want to argue some of the points, but you're reading sentiment. You're hearing exactly what they see on the ground and how they're feeling.
Yeah, it's an opinion indicator, right? It's not really fact-based on based on what their numbers are and their portfolios and so forth. So they're just giving their sentiment.
Yep. So what should a regulator gather from this data? If you were examining a financial institution, what would you be looking at based on the information that we're seeing here in the sentiment index?
Yeah, so, you know, I think one of the first things that community bankers are taught is the importance of knowing your customer and getting to know their business and their opportunities and the threats that they have in front of them. And similarly, I think it's important for regulators to know their customers. You know, examiners should be a partner to the community banks, helping them to succeed and helping them to see things that the banks might have overlooked or where they might be exposed to needless risks and be, you know, kind of blinded by some of that. And, you know, it's important. Community banks are not all alike. So it's important to understand their strengths and where they add value in their communities. Now, that being said, there are some elevated risk areas that I think examiners and community bankers need to stay aware of for the institutions, that the examiners manage and for the institutions that the community bankers run. First, you got risks in the CRE portfolios from the rapid rise in interest rates. And the particular risks are right now in the office space, which are mostly in the metro areas. We also see risks in maintaining profitability in an inverted yield curve environment. You know, the yield curve's been inverted for more than a year now. There are risks in maintaining liquidity with these squeezed net interest margins and the potential for deposit flight from the higher short-term interest rates. And then finally, we got risks from lags in monetary policy actions that haven't been fully realized. I think this is something that often gets overlooked. You know, it can take 2 years for, say, retail sales and industrial production to contract from a rising interest rate environment, and we just surpassed that two-year mark when the Fed started raising rates last in March of 2022 and started their tightening cycle.
And not coincidentally, we are just now starting to see some softening in consumer spending. So quite a lot tied in there. So you mentioned, you know, this is a sentiment index. You know, it is factual, but it's factual based on sentiment. We have another tool that we have at CSBS that is a lot more quantitative. We have our annual survey of community banks. And I just wanted to plug this real quick. If you can say anything that you want to say about it, that we're going to start collecting responses for that relatively soon going into the summer. And if there's anything you want to say about the importance of that.
Yeah, it's the annual survey that we do is a lengthier survey. It has many questions in it, but it provides such a rich overview of what's going on and what banks are thinking about. It dives deeper, really, into all these issues and even some others. And I think we've been doing it now for 10 or 11 years. And you're right. We're opening that survey here soon. We'd like to have as many responses as possible. You know, please take the 30 minutes or so that it might take to fill out that survey, as it provides a wealth of valuable information.
Yeah, and that feedback gets presented to federal and state regulators and to policymakers. We hear people on the Hill quote that survey pretty frequently during committee meetings. So your voice does matter in that, and it is useful to everybody who's making these decisions about your regulatory and your policy environment.
Right. We'll be unveiling those results, in fact, at our annual Community Bank Research Conference in October of this year that will be held at the St. Louis Fed. We jointly do that conference with the Fed and the FDIC. And like you said, it does get picked up by a lot of news organizations, and I was able to present the results on Capitol Hill. So policymakers are interested in this survey as well.
All right. So if you're a community banker, keep an eye out. Keep an eye on CSBS.org. Keep an eye on your inbox. We'll be looking for responses. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.